The Warriors and Clippers squaring off in Game 1 of the NBA Playoffs first round at Oracle Arena on a Saturday evening, and from the jump, Draymond Green fueling the attack, 13 first quarter points en route to a 17-point, 7-rebound, 7-assist night. Stephen Curry, simply electric, with 8 three-pointers on the way to a game-high 38 points and 15 rebounds. Steph in the game would pass Ray Allen to become the NBA's all-time playoff leader in three-pointers made. Kevin Durant powered his way to 23 points as the Warriors grabbed Game 1, taking down the Clippers 121-104 the final.
I think all in all, we played really hard, which was great. We didn't play that well or that smart. We've got to think about is, you know, are we going to let down because we won a game? No, we got to keep playing hard, and we got to play smarter than we did tonight. So, good start, but a long way to go.
Steve, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. What did you see from Draymond in the first quarter on both ends of the floor that you think helped set the tone for everything?
Well, I mean, he was so competitive and emotional, and that's why he made brilliant plays, and he made some not-so-brilliant plays. I think he had 4 turnovers in the first half. He's throwing the ball all over the place, but he was playing so hard. And that's what makes Draymond who he is. So we're always willing to live with some mistakes because the positives far outweigh the negatives with Draymond, as we know. But we got to come in game 2, whenever that is, and take care of the ball. I mean, we had 22 turnovers, I think, 21 turnovers, many of them just mind-numbing. And so we've got to clean that up, and we'll be in better shape.
Coach Kerr, Tony Harvey, Sacramento Observer. Warriors pulled down 53 rebounds. You have 4 players, 7 more rebounds. Curry pulled down 15 himself. Can you talk a little bit about that and what contributed to him getting those high volume?
Steph's a tremendous rebounder. He's just got a knack for being in the right place at the right time. He's quick to the ball, great hands. So he's one of the better rebounding guards in the league. So that's a pretty high number, though. But I think, you know, we forced a lot of tough shots from them. Our defense was good, and as a result, there were a lot of rebounds to be had.
Steve, Jason Dumas, Com4 Sport. You kind of mentioned the turnovers in your last answer a couple answers ago. 21, how important is it to obviously it looks like you guys played hard and the effort was there and all that, but like you said, some of those turnovers, mind-numbing. How important is it to cut those turnovers out and just kind of ingrain it in your team to protect the ball?
Well, you know, we talk to our team all the time about, you know, if we win the possession game, if we get more shot attempts, more possessions than our opponent, we're awfully tough to beat. And, you know, sometimes our guys are so passionate and competitive, and they want to go, but they, you know, start passing out of motion and getting away from themselves, almost like a, you know, a quarterback running from pressure and throwing it, you know, short down or long down the middle. It's like center fielders are out there waiting to pick those off. That's great. That was a baseball and a football metaphor in one answer. So now, you know, we just got to keep going.
Steve, Tim Kawakami, The Athletic. You obviously want to play with emotion, but do you think Kevin kind of took the bait a little bit with Beverly tonight?
Oh, obviously, for sure. Yeah, we took the bait. He took the bait, and that's 2 technicals. You get 7 technicals. Your 7th one is a suspension in the playoffs. You know, whether you play 4 playoff games or 24, 7 is the magic number. So he's got 4 to play with after one game. But that's what Beverly does. We talked about it the last couple of days. He's a hell of a defender. He plays hard. You got a lot of respect for him. But you cannot take the bait because, you know, that's a bad trade for us. Clippers have made a lot of good trades this year, and that was maybe their best.
Steve, Nick Friedel, ESPN, just following up on that. What do you do to prepare Kevin and the other guys moving forward for the stuff Beverly does to get in their heads?
Well, I don't think we even need to say anything now. It was we already talked about it for 2 days. It's one of our keys, don't take the bait, and we took it, so you just can't do it. But sometimes you have to feel it before you can follow through and execute on that. So we're going to have to be really solid.
Just go examine it. Maybe you asked this earlier. We're outside. putting in the Hamptons 5 death lineup, whatever you want to call it, 6.5 minutes into the second quarter, what was your thought process behind that, and what did you get from that?
It's our best lineup. Somebody told me today it's the best five-man lineup in the league from a numbers standpoint. That's our best lineup. So in the playoffs, we'll play that lineup more often than we would in the regular season. So we're gonna go to it a little earlier, and it's not exactly rocket science.
Hey, Steve, slightly to your right, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Is Steph Curry playing as well right now as you've ever seen him play? And do you have any reflections on the new career postseason three-point leader for the NBA?
Yeah, Raymond told me that on the walk over. That's remarkable given that he's kind of, right in his prime. He's got a lot of years left, but Steph's played in a lot of playoff games, and he's come through so often. And I get asked that a lot. Is this the best he's playing? It seems like every year that's a question. Is this the best he's playing? Is this the best he's playing? He's been playing his best for about 5 years, as far as I can see.
Coach, DeMarcus got his playoff feet wet tonight. I'm sure he didn't put up the type of game that he expected. But what do you think of his performance, and what do you say to him after a game like this heading into next game?
I don't need to say anything to DeMarcus. It was a frustrating night for him, fouling out, a couple tough calls. But it was important for him to get his feet wet and feel the playoffs, feel the energy. And I have no doubt he'll come back and play a lot better in game two.
Jim Barnett, you were pointing out the plus-minus for Kevon Looney, 17 minutes, a plus 30 on the night. And the Warriors had a couple of players who had really good plus-minus. Of course, Andre Iguodala, we kind of expected from him. He was a plus 19.
Tim, I thought he played an excellent game today. Defensively in that fourth quarter, made a steal. When Gallinari went inside, they were still hopeful they could come back in the game, the Clippers. I think the Warriors' defense tonight was overall, even though Harrell and Williams combined for 51 points. They had terrific games, and Harrell was out of his mind, 22 in the first half there. But besides, they're going to do that, and that's what they've been doing all year long. They had exceptional games tonight, particularly Harrell. But overall, I thought the defense was good. The only thing I have problem with the Warriors were the turnovers tonight. And that's, I just thought, when you have four starters with three or more turnovers each, they were just a little too gratuitous in that area. And they've got to clean that up a little bit. They got a little casual. Stephen Curry, offensively, was absolutely marvelous tonight because he was consistent in all four quarters. And that big run to close the half, the 18-5 run, I think it was over about 4 minutes and 20 seconds, something like that. Curry scored 14 of those 18 points, and that's what makes him a dynamic player, and he makes a difference.
Jim, he's a transformative player. I remember a writer a couple of years ago said, "Well, he's a system player." Well, he is a system in of itself. He dictates the flow of the game. When he has the ball, all eyes are on him.
Yep.
He puts so much pressure on the defense. And, we've talked about this many times. I believe he's going to go down as the best shooter all time simply because of how he's able to do it in so many different ways, either from the standstill, off the dribble, off a cut. It's an amazing thing that he has, and he's worked for it.
Yep.
And in nights like tonight, he becomes the player the other team cannot guard.
I agree, and here's the one reason, is because Patrick Beverley was assigned to Kevin Durant today.
Correct.
Now we'll see if Doc Rivers makes a change like that. If he does make a change like that, he's got to make a change in the lineup, all right? If he keeps Beverley as a starter, he'll have to make changes in the lineup because there's no way Shamet or Gilgeous Alexander can defend Kevin Durant, okay? And so that freed up Curry today to do that, and I think he was very well aware of that, and he was probably saying thank you very much. He might even send Doc Rivers a thank you note tonight.
Well, it's funny because even with Beverley on Kevin Durant, you would say, oh, well, he was on Durant and made him work. But look, this shows you how good Durant is, and especially with LeBron out of the playoffs, you can make the case the Warriors might have the two best players overall in the league, in Curry,
right.
Curry and Durant.
Correct.
Kevin Durant was 8 of 16 from the field, made 6 free throws with 4 boards and 3 assists. Most guys would love, would kill for a, you know, a line like that in the NBA, in the playoffs.
But that's pedestrian for him.
It is pedestrian for him. But it just shows how good he is and how efficient he is. That even when he's got a guy who's guarding him and give, you know, being a pest, he's still able to just get out and do what he does.
I'll give him credit tonight, too. I thought perhaps he should have challenged him a little more, but maybe he had the bigger picture in view and was deferring to Curry a little bit because he didn't seem to take that challenge and try to go at Patrick Beverley. And I thought that was kind of surprising to me. But you know what? He just kind of played it cool and said, hey, I'm going to get mine along the way, and we're going to beat you. And, we're, you know, I think he sacrificed for Stephen Curry and the team in that regard. And so he didn't go crazy pressing Beverley. All of a sudden, if he'd gotten hot, they might have changed things up. And then all of a sudden, Curry isn't getting 14 points in the second quarter, isn't getting 10 points in the third quarter.
Curry's a very underrated rebounder. Career high, 15, playoff career high.
Right.
15 rebounds for Steph Curry tonight with 7 assists, 38 points. And I agree with you on KD. I think he's done that the last month and a half of the season.
Uh-huh.
He's deferred to let other guys get comfortable and get into their rhythm, so to speak, because I think he understands that he can get what he wants when he wants.
Yes. And he's content to do that. And I just think that his personality, a lot of people read it differently. And they, you know, remember a few weeks ago he was taking 5 shots against Detroit. He was 5 of 6, one game 12 of 13, of course, in Memphis a couple of weeks ago. But he wasn't taking a lot of shots, and people are writing about it because they want to find something to talk about. And so today he played a very, very good, well-rounded game. And the Warriors, as I say, they should have been up by 20.
Right.
Yeah, okay, there were 5 lead changes in that first quarter, in the first half. But when that game, at the end of that second quarter, when they didn't call the foul, that potential, you know, Doc Rivers thought it was a foul on Curry when Lou Williams was driving, the score was 51 all. And they went on that 18-5 run, and that gave him a very comfortable lead of 13 points. And then they came out because of the technical, so they led 70 to 56 to start the third quarter.
Well, Jim, you know, it's interesting. Most of the night you were saying, hey, if you're the Clippers, you got to be feeling pretty good about where you are in the game.
Yes.
Now, after the box score is final, I'm not so sure if I'm the Clippers. I feel really good about this. Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams combined for 51 points, 8 rebounds, and 11 assists. They shot 22 of 36 for the game, and they forced 21 turnovers from the Warriors,
and lost
by 17.
Yes, and they made 11 threes.
Yeah, they made 11 threes and lost by 17 points.
Well, it shows you though that this game was a 1-point game at one time.
Yeah,
and the Warriors had made 6 more. They had 7 threes to the 1 made 3 by the Clippers. So they're a gutsy team. But you're right. I don't think now they may get more than 51, but it's not going to be from Harrell.
Right.
With 26, it'll be we've seen Lou Williams get 50 on the Warriors before, and so he may have a 40-point night. He's capable of that. So, but Harrell, I think Harrell reached the pinnacle tonight. He one heck of a game. You got to give him credit. But I'm with you on that. They really can't play much better. The Warriors can't play much worse as far as ball handling.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so. The Warriors have to systematically go out there. They just can't get so casual with everything.
Yeah, and we saw it time and time again when they make a couple of safe passes, what they get? They get a dunk. You know, by just moving the ball and making sure they got the right.
Steve Kerr is always saying hit singles. He's always saying hit singles, but they try to hit home runs. And I was on the radio yesterday on 95.7 the game, and they were talking about Durant and Curry and some of the things. And I said, when you're that great, Tim, and you'll understand this. When you're that great, sometimes you get a little bored and you play with the game during the regular season particularly. You play with the game, and they do play with the game, and sometimes Steph does that with his passing. He tries something that really you shouldn't do. It's too much of a risk, but he thinks, why not? And he even did it after he turned the ball over, but he makes up for it with a three, so that gives him the right to go out and try to do something else.
Yeah, you know, with Steph, I think he's earned the right. He's earned the right to do a lot of things. So, JB, I had fun. Appreciate it. And you and I will work together next Sunday afternoon.
That's right.
We go
TV on Monday, do we? You're singular.
I am back to being alone.
You're free.
I'm all alone.
All right.
up here on the mountaintop.
I'll be thinking of you game two, and I'll talk to you after game two.
Yes, we'll talk after game two.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
And throughout the playoffs, for extended audio coverage, download or stream the Warriors official team podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts by searching Golden State Warriors. And game two is coming up here on Monday night at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.